Speaking of shows that were canceled before their time, Firefly.
I know, I'm so excited. I was going to bring that up, but you guys started fanboying over Better Off Ted. Like, wouldn't believe. I'm just like, what the fuck? You know about this, James?
I do.
Yes.
And our listeners better too, because greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Bringing you those hard-hitting news stories like Firefly.
Yeah, when we post this, it'll be old news, but whatever.
Oh my God,
right now.
It's old news right now.
Oh, I mean, it's already starting to be that, but like the internet cycle is so short. I know about this because my wife told me.
Well, you know, she keeps you appraised of the important stuff.
She does, and most of that. But yeah, what are y'all drinking?
Back up just a tick. Oh, we are recording online because, listeners, I have COVID.
Yeah, because some people just can't, like, keep it, you know, in their house.
I went partying. What? St. Patrick's Day weekend, and I barely got any St. Patrick's Day this year, and I'm pissed about it. But in light of that, I am drinking a hot toddy because hot toddy.
Fair enough.
The tea is a cinnamon horchata tea.
Ooh. I do love horchata.
Yeah. So I've got that with some extra honey and whiskey, of course. And it is delightful and makes me happy at the end.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So.
My child gifted me a Cutwater cocktail.
Oh, God damn it. Sorry, I just came up with a branding name, the Horchata of Babylon.
And, that's really good.
Oh, that's super good.
Yeah.
It's got to be figs involved.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Cutwater cocktail that I've got is the Long Island iced tea. And
I haven't had
this one before.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you have. I'm pretty sure we've done that on the podcast.
Yes, we have.
Oh.
Do better, James.
Is it still just as good as it was the first time you don't remember having it?
It's very boozy. I think I now know why I don't remember having it.
That's correct, actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whole party in a can.
I've been pre-gaming for the past 3 hours. So what I drink is just, you know, at this point, bonus. That I am drinking at this point in time, I am drinking Goose Island's Big Mango Beer Hug.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot it was an Imperial.
Yeah, it is an Imperial.
I remembered it was an IPA, but I just now realize reading the can, it is an Imperial IPA.
It's a beer hug full of hoppiness.
Oh my God. Not only is it hoppy, but it is strong, since I've been drinking Long Islands for the
past,
not Long Islands, Old Fashions for the past 3 hours.
You've been drinking James's Long Island. Oh man,
that explains
you better sober up for your drive home, Salsa.
The smell of salsa, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. No, I got because my kids are home because it's spring break for them. And what is more springy than spring is being snowed in, this is Minnesota, and we got a fuck ton of snow.
Yes, God, we did.
It's so fucking pretty out there. But that means that my wife was also home today. She was teaching remotely, I got done with work at 5 and I came upstairs and my wife had a beverage prepared for herself and I helped myself to that. And then she made another one for herself and I helped myself to that too.
God, you know,
we spent a lovely time around the kitchen table building models.
Oh, wonderful.
We had
Pamela Anderson.
Yes, exactly. We built a Pamela Anderson and an Erica Eleniak. It was wonderful.
Nice. Good choice.
I know, right? I'm a product of the 80s. But anyway,
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm stuck with the one swimsuit issue that featured Monam van Gerken and a bunch of other people.
Yeah,
early Tyra Banks. Yeah,
how terrible for you.
I know, right?
Oh no. Yeah, no. Honestly, we got for Christmas. We got a bunch of wooden, the balsa wood models. Yeah, that's just like the laser cut balsa wood panels.
Yeah. Yeah.
My son got one of the marble run.
Things,
you know what I mean? Like it brings the marble to the top and the marbles
go
through and do the thing. And my daughter got a big like music box that moves and rotates and is like a carousel or something like that. And my wife got a one of these book nooks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it just goes in your bookshelf and is a little scene between books.
Yep. Sure. Love those.
So I came upstairs after work and my wife was doing this, working on her book nook, and the kids were like, "Oh, we're going to do that too." And so they brought out their wooden models. And so I proceeded to help the kids work on their wooden models while my wife.
Very nice.
So our kitchen table was just covered in balsa wood. And it was, a delight. It was so much fun, but also
I have been doing on date nights too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she had set her glass of old fashioned down at the corner of the table where I happened to be sitting
where it was poorly defended and
exactly. And, I helped myself to that quite a bit. But anyway, where were we? We were talking about,
what you've
been up to.
Yeah.
What have I been up to?
Drinking, apparently.
No, it has been a goddamn week, y'all, and I could not be happier. So March 10th, Mario Day. Obviously on Mario Day you need to prepare yourself a dish that contains marshmallows, mushrooms. And we had a mushroom pasta, which was
I had mushroom omelet.
Oh, fantastic. Well done.
Very nice.
I played a little bit of Mario Kart. I would have played Mario Kart with my family, but my kids are holy fuck grounded right now. So, they're not allowed to touch a Switch right now for a little bit.
All right.
Did you play Mario Kart in front of them? Taunting them the entire time.
I'm not
throwing banana peels at them and
that would be really funny, but I'm not cruel. But also that next year I'm absolutely gonna do that. I'm just gonna play Mario Kart on my own personal Switch, and then every so often just walk through the living room, throw a banana peel at them, and walk out with no explanation.
Comedy.
So March 10th was Mario Day. Then March 13th. Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I celebrated that by having some bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. I actually made a pie, believe it or not.
I don't believe you.
I know it's weird, considering the day after that was Pie Day. I made a quiche for that day. I made a bacon potato quiche, and it was fantastic. I chopped up a bunch of bacon, sauteed that up, cubed some potatoes, sauteed those, put it all in a quiche, and it was an absolute delight.
Nice.
Then the next day was Pie Day, and for Pie Day, I made another bacon potato pie, but this was not a quiche. This was a different bacon potato pie, and I honestly might make this one for the Pie Day party.
Okay.
Because it was really fucking good. I found this recipe online, and it was a Lord of the Rings like Shire pie. Is what they were calling it. But basically, you took bacon, and diced onions and sauteed those up. And that was one ingredient. And then you took potatoes and you mandolined them very thin. And that was the next ingredient. And the next ingredient was cheese. And then you took a pie crust. You put the pie crust in. You put a layer of these thinly sliced potatoes, a layer of the bacon and onions, and a layer of the cheese. And then a layer of a potato, layer of bacon, onion, layer of cheese, layer of potato, layer of bacon, onion, layer of cheese, and then the top crust. And you put this like cream and flour and salt and pepper, like slurry into that, give it some moisture for the potatoes to bake. And then you bake it really like at 350 for like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
You really slow and long. Mm-hmm. And that makes those potatoes really soft. But ran out of potatoes.
What? Oh, no.
But thankfully, I had some sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Oh.
So I was like, fuck yeah. So I made the kids help me make this pie. And we mandolined up all these potatoes and these sweet potatoes. And then they put in all of the potatoes in a lovely design in the pie pan. And they put these various layers together and they made these little wonderful, like, flecks of color in there. And then, like I said, you bake that really slow. And when that came out, my God, the cross section of this pie, when you cut into it, is just gorgeous. And then the flavors were just fantastic.
So, yeah, I'm imagining like sauteed onions with bacon and the sweet potatoes being a mixture of like sweet, salty, savory.
Exactly. Yeah. It's you got a lot of that bacon flavor, you know, you saute the onions in the bacon grease.
Yeah.
And then you've got the potatoes, but then you've got those
what kind of
pops,
cheese?
Those pops of sweetness with just a cheddar cheese, a mild cheddar cheese. Okay. With this
but
one
a cheddar you can put on, you know, like an apple pie or something.
Exactly,
like
exactly, exactly. So, yeah, exactly. So yeah, sure, fantastic. Sure. So let me see. We had Mario Day. We had Friday the 13th. We had Pie Day. Day after that, obviously, Ides of March, Caesar salad.
Yes, remember the Sabbath. Keep it holy.
So we had Caesar salad with our steak, and it was delicious.
Perfect.
Absolutely. And then tomorrow is going to be corned beef and cabbage, obviously. And then followed by the 18th when we'll have cold cannon with the leftovers.
Oh.
So
yeah.
Love it.
Yep. I'm gonna have to make some soda bread tomorrow at some point. I think this year I'm gonna make soda bread rolls instead of a big loaf.
Okay.
So that, you know, everybody can have their corned beef and cabbage and their own little soda bread roll.
That sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely. Yeah.
But
there is something about cutting in a soda bread that.
There absolutely is. But I think giving everybody their own little soda bread roll and then cutting that in half and buttering that up and having that.
Oh, yeah.
Like
there is an opportunity.
Corned beef sandwich, if you want to, or anything like that.
Sure.
So, yeah, I have eaten well this last week.
Yeah.
And obviously celebrated all the celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
Okay.
Are you good? I can go. I can go.
Oh, all no, right. I'm going to keep going, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I didn't know if you were done or not.
Yeah, I'm done.
Pass it up. All right. Okay.
Jenna.
Well, okay.
I give the conch to James.
All right.
Who's going to give it to Jenna, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Jenna, here's the conch. Take the fucking conch.
Yay. Yay. I'm going to give this to Craig. Wait, no. Shit.
No.
I'm keeping it for myself. I have COVID, bitches. I'm mad about
this. God damn it, Jenna.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Jenna's been Frenching a bunch of doorknobs and payphones.
Just like you wouldn't believe. if it makes it any better, they were to French doors, so you know it, it's automatic.
I will say though, you picked a hell of a day to get COVID.
I'm so mad. I'm angry.
Like a day when everybody snowed in? That's the best time to get a fucking COVID.
No, it's the worst fucking time, Salsa, because I don't care about being snowed in. I will still go out.
Yeah.
And I, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I am on PTO right now. I started my PTO on Friday, and I will go back to work on Thursday. And I took that PTO specifically so that I could go out and do all of the St. Patrick's Day shenanigans.
Yeah.
And so I was able to go out on Saturday, which I'm guessing is where I picked it up.
Probably.
Because it was out in amongst all of the throngs of people with people spitting in my face and all the rest of that.
Yeah. you know what?
I was adherent. Consenting adult.
Some people are into that, James. Don't kink shame.
Yeah. So I'm guessing I got it on Saturday. Like Sunday morning, I woke up not feeling well. But I only got to go to like see two of my friends' bands.
Oh.
And I know this isn't like a huge deal for Salsa, but for me, St. Patrick's Day is one of my biggest holidays. It is when I kind of broke out of my postpartum depression. It's when I reconnected with community. And I go back every year to celebrate community, right?
Mm-hmm.
With all of my friends who are in Irish folk bands. And last year I wasn't able to party as much as I wanted to because I was in the middle of all my uterus bullshit. So I took active PTO and was like, this year is my fucking year. I'm going to go see everybody. No one shall be missed. I'm going to see Gus 18 times because he has 18 fucking gigs. Because
Jesus Christ, that man does not know when to not
seriously
book a gig.
Holy shit.
Like, I'm so proud of that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was like, I'm just going to go see everything. And I saw two bands and came down sick. And I am livid about this. I saw Four Pints and I saw Tim Malloy's. I didn't even get to see the Dregs, which I guess I'm not that mad about. But like, whatever. You understand. It's a principle.
You've seen them once. You've seen them all.
I didn't get to see Inland Seas. I didn't get to see Gus. Despite his 18 million fucking opportunities. Yeah. I was going to go see him Friday, and I went to go see a show at Theater in the Round instead because a friend had a free ticket.
He'll probably have an online show somewhere.
Oh, I'm probably going to see him at the end of the month. I think he's got like five more gigs between now and the end of March. I'm not overly concerned about it, but like, I'm still bummed I didn't get to do it for St. Patrick's Day proper.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I'm so
happy that guy's getting finding work.
Oh my god, and he's just the nicest fucking dude to get it too.
Absolutely, that's what I mean. Yeah. Is like the fact that he keeps getting work is like fucking good. Yeah,
yeah.
I did see a show on Friday. I saw the Theater in the Round show called The Cake, which is a very interesting show about the South and LGBT connections and family and kind of that weird Bible Belt vibe on it's a very interesting like social look at different ways of people kind of vibing that out.
Sure.
And somebody who is bigoted but in a very nice Southern kind of way.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing.
In a way that they insult you and you come back for more because you didn't realize it.
Well, or they think they're speaking with love when they're not, kind of a thing. And it actually really dived into the complexities of that. And I really liked it overall.
But you weren't able able to go see it?
No, that one did. I did see.
Yeah.
Oh, I was able to
see that last Friday.
Okay.
Or Friday, pardon me, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to go to Gus's gig, but then I got a free ticket to see the show, and I was like,
gotcha, oh. Okay.
So yeah, I saw that. I don't know if it's still playing. It's Theater in the Round, and it may have been the last weekend. If it is still at Theater in the Round, go catch it. Everything they do is fantastic, but
if it's still playing, go see it. And if it's not playing, the cake is a lie.
Is a lie. Yep. Son of a bitch. Anyway. But yeah, it was absolutely delightful. And then yeah, Saturday I did get to see a couple of Irish folk bands play. In fact, I walked into Kieran's and I heard somebody go, "Jenna," and that wasn't the unexpected part. The unexpected part was that I turned to see who said Jenna, and it was people I knew not from the Renfest.
Oh.
Not even from Convergence.
Wait, hold on. Are people that you know that aren't from Renfest?
It's true. Or Convergence.
Why?
Jeez.
Improv.
Oh.
You're going to like these ones.
There are improv people that do fest, Jenna.
There are improv people that do fest. There are also improv people that do not do fest. But
be a lot cooler if they did.
They did participate in one Die Laughing every single fucking year we had it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I ran into Stephen Becca of Unprov or Fantastic Voyage fame.
Yeah.
They were just randomly there for Irish. They were like, yeah, we needed to get our Irish on. So we went to Kieran's and I was like, are you in for a treat? So yeah, they joined me, and actually I got to hang out with a bunch of people, including, Salsa's wife, and, who Extra recognized fun. Them from Die Laughing was like, wait a minute. and it was like, oh yeah, also this is Salsa's wife. And they're like, oh, Mousetraps. Like everybody was on the same page.
Which is funny, 'cause I've never done the Stepping on Mousetraps improv scene.
No, but they
I've never
knew
done that
you,
one. Yep.
They knew about you with those stuff. Oh, so but yeah, everybody was just on the same page as far as all of that. And I'm like, I forgot that was even an overlap. Like, how did I not remember that? It's because I was on hour 49 of no sleep because of this whole fucking marathon.
That, I in many ways I miss Die Laughing, and in some other ways I do not.
There is all of that entirely. Yep. So yeah, they joined us, and let's see. There were so many people that came through to hang out, and we just hung out and chatted and had a lovely time. After that, I did go to a friend's celebration. He had a major accomplishment, but I can't actually talk about it yet.
Fair enough.
But I did that for a couple hours.
Okay.
And then I went to see the Tim Malloy's play, where I walked into Kip's restaurant and I heard Jenna, and I turned and it wasn't somebody that I expected. It wasn't Kip. Sorry. God damn it. No, I would have expected Kip at Kip's. That would have been
it somebody you knew from Fest, though?
Technically, yes.
Okay, so...
But they have not...
The universe has righted itself.
They
have
plotting.
Not been at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival in like 20 years.
But you still know them from Fest, so there.
I do know them through Fest. They moved out to New York in like 2005.
Oh, whoa.
Oh.
Goodness. I know who you're talking about.
Maybe, probably, yeah. This individual has been playing Little John out at the New York Fair for many, many years.
I didn't realize they were in town.
Yeah. Apparently has been staying with his father across the street from Kip's, because he was like, I could either... spend winter holed up in a trailer in New York, or I could spend winter in a house in Minnesota.
Holed up in a house in Minnesota.
Right. Yeah. Like, he's staying with his dad.
Awesome. I didn't know he was down.
Yeah, it was actually, I was, The fact that, number one, the fact that he knew to call me Jenna is like, oh, so he's paying attention
for the past 15 years. Sure.
Yeah. That was not my nickname when he left for New York.
Yep.
But then also, like, the recognition, like, I don't do facial recognition very well, specifically since I fell down the stairs, but I do better recognizing people I knew before the tumble down the stairs.
Oh,
okay. So, like, it was really fun for me in a brain kind of sense to, like, look and be like, oh, that's that person right away.
Sure. Just like, yeah.
I don't get that much. It was great. So yeah. And yeah, we just chatted and caught up for a while, and it was absolutely. And then I watched the Tim Malloys, and my favorite thing is that, so Saturday night, Saturday started like next to no snow on the ground. It had been unseasonably warm for quite a while.
Yep.
And then it started snowing Saturday around 8. Elsa was happy and I was not. But I got to Kipps and I think it was about 11 o'clock. The snow was really starting to pack in. And for those that don't know, we got, what did we get? Like 12 inches of snow. We got a fucking blizzard.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Proper, we got proper snowstorm.
Yeah. Somewhere between an inch and 77 inches. Yeah.
Right. That.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did get a bunch of snow.
Yeah.
Over Saturday night. So like at 11 o'clock, there was already a good few inches on the ground.
Hi-yo.
And they asked, Tim Malloy's asked if there were any requests, and I shouted, tell me a story, sing me a lullaby. And so they sang Fairy Tale of You, New York. And I did get a clip of me recording them. They're singing, it's Christmas Day, and then I pan over to the window with all of the snow coming down.
Oh, perfect.
Mwah. Absolutely perfect.
So yeah, I was pretty pleased with that, and yeah, and then I woke up Sunday and was like, I don't feel quite right. I don't think I should go out right away yet. I should probably deal with whatever this is. Maybe it's a hangover. Yeah. Pushing myself.
Sure. Yeah.
Nope. I was like, I'm going to skip Inland Seas, which made me very sad because, you know, I don't get to see them much.
Yeah.
And then I tested for COVID and like kind of on a whim because I was like, well, there's no way. Nope. Sure as shit.
There's a will, there's a way.
So I was like, well, I made the right decision and not going out when I didn't feel great that morning.
Yeah.
Bonus points to me, but yeah, I hate the idea because I can't 100% guarantee I got it Saturday. I'm pretty sure I got it Saturday, but I can't 100% guarantee it. Mm-hmm. So there's a part of me that's like, oh God, did I make millions of people sick? Right? Like there's that weird
different from usual. Yeah.
Yeah. Not like with STDs, but with COVID. There's a difference. Your reaction is worth everything, James.
Yeah, with COVID, it's not their choice.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Consent is important.
You know, yeah.
It's
important, yeah.
It's also way less fun. So anyway. This is why everybody thinks I'm a slut. So anyway.
Yes, this is why. No.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like there's that weird kind of like guilt of possible exposure, even though sure, I highly doubt, like, you know, and it feels gross and I don't like it.
Yeah.
On the flip side, this is why I keep tests around and why I test all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so, yeah, that means I'm not going to be able to go out tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day proper. Mm. I'm going to miss all of that. I was gonna go see Gus. And then Wednesday, maybe I could have done a pickup, but I tested positive again today and I expect this to continue a little bit.
Yeah, it'll linger for a few days.
Yeah, so I can't go out Wednesday. Because they don't, here's the fucked up thing. They don't actually have a standardized thing for COVID anymore. They've just kind of lumped it in with like the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. There's not a specific quarantine period. There's not a specific whatever. So the kind of general guideline is general that guideline. 2 days of negative testing with no symptoms.
Cool. Yeah, you test negative, you wait 24 hours, you test negative a second time.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. No symptoms, no nothing. And specifically the fever, which is weird because I haven't gotten a fever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been checking my temp regularly and I have not gotten a fever. So either I'm still in for a wallop or this one is just feverless.
This is going to be a mild one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that means... Yeah. Definitely not going out tomorrow. And I'm testing regularly in the afternoon. So I'll test again tomorrow afternoon. I expect I'll still be showing positive. Can't go out Wednesday. Thursday, I'm supposed to go see a show. It seems unlikely, but possible.
Yeah, sure.
Friday, I'm supposed to go out and see a show.
Yeah.
Saturday I'm supposed to go shopping with my family, do a girls' night, like all of this other stuff. Sunday I've got this like Pi Day celebration I'm supposed to go to, and
if you can't make that, I mean Jenna, don't push yourself. I'll miss you obviously, but if you can't go, just don't, like, just like, I mean,
are my pies like that bad, fucker? I actually have two really intriguing pies I want to try this year, so they probably will be bad, so I probably shouldn't go, but I'm fascinated by the ideas of them, so. But yeah. They would not be vegan, nor possibly vegetarian, depending on definition, but they would be dairy-free and gluten-free, so that's what I care about.
I'm
just a bunch of wasp nests.
Yes.
Wasp nest.
No.
Pie. Is that anything like bird's nest pie?
Or bird's nest soup.
Bird's nest soup. Like wasp nest pie is anything like bird's nest soup.
It's got a lot of combs in it.
A little. Yeah.
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 You have to comb your pantry for ingredients. I told you, Salsa, I told you early on that I have been with COVID and I have fallen to puns for entertainment.
Absolutely. No, it's quite all right. Again, I have been drinking for the last 3 hours. I'm just going to be for anything.
So James, what's your excuse?
Look, I've tried to excuse myself many times, but I'm still here. And
speaking of, go ahead, James.
Yeah,
wait. Here I am passing the conch.
To me.
Oh, wait. Salsa. Is that where you are? Where's Salt? Is James
down to the left?
No, yep, I've already stolen it.
Yep.
No.
So anyway.
Hold on. Do you want James to talk?
No, but we got to let him. Or
no, we don't. Stefan, no, we don't.
Stefan will be sad.
Yeah.
Do you want Senpai disappointed in you?
Okay, that is a much better question.
It's compelling. It is. Yeah. So, many things. We knew that there was going to be, a relatively fuck off amount of snow. So we knew that we would be bunkering down for it. We were interested in seeing a bunch of different people and going to different things this weekend. We've got one car and our child was working and might need supplies and things like that.
And it's not Vinny, the best car for winter, is it?
Oh, not my car. My car's in the shop.
Yeah.
And my car's actually a pretty steadfast little pony when I have winter
boots on.
Pretty
good overall.
Really?
Yeah.
Unless there's like hurricane conditions in Minnesota for some reason.
See, I figured it would be too light for that. Do you want a bit of
heft? No, it's just the opposite. It's kind of the Legolas on top of the snow thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, and James is good at getting proper tires. on the tiny car. So
see, that's where I
So it's out. Still got a good grip. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So there's that. But the car that we have right now is Jax's car that we just got back from the shop. Tiny car is in the shop getting transmission work done. We have been told that there is a 90% likelihood that it will be covered by the warranty.
Mm.
Which is fucking such a relief, because we were looking at thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Sure, yeah.
It will still be a couple thousand dollars for the extra work that's going into it, in addition to the warranty work. But you know, that's great. We're fine with that. So we decided not to risk it. But we did stock up for the weekend. Since it was Pi Day weekend, Jax surprised me with pies from a local establishment that just went in to the same building as our favorite booze and THC beverage emporium. Mm-hmm. Dabbler Depot over on 7th has an enormous range of beverages, extremely knowledgeable staff. Very cool place. We love them a lot. And also, Potter's Meat Pies just went in to the cafe portion of the building, and they're very good. And so they do take-home pies as well, and they do gluten-free take-home pies, which is even better. So Jax and I had a range of pies to select from over the weekend. And
I just pictured a pie range, like free range pies, like just little pies
really
across the pasture.
Yeah. Just exactly like that.
I should have more booze anyway.
Oh yeah. Fantastic plan. So we had those, and then since we figured we were going to be kind of locked down, that we would, my bonus and everything came in at work, and it, because I have now been there a certain number of years, it was pretty generous.
Nice.
And other things came in, and we had a little bit extra, and that little bit extra was enough to get Nintendo Switch 2. And so... Ooh. Jax was very, very enthusiastic about Pocopia, which is like a city builder, but you play as a Pokemon, and you're talking to other Pokemon, and you're sort of rebuilding a post-apocalyptic Poke world.
All right.
It is amazing. I'll post a screen cap of the conversation that I had with a friend about it, but you play as like the world's most brainless creature, a Ditto, which is a little like mimic blob. And it's extremely funny. But the game is so well made. We weren't sure about it, and we had been holding off on buying a Switch 2 until something really, really compelling came around. But the reviews for it are amazing and justified. If you like games like Minecraft, if you like games like Stardew, if you like games, you know, like Animal Crossing, you will probably like this. And if you like Pokemon, you will like it even more. It's made by the same company that did Dragon Quest Builder, which for people who like Dragon Quest was incredible. For people who didn't like Dragon Quest, it was still really good. So they know what they're doing, especially with super big IPs. I was discussing it with Jax and mentioned like, yeah, they kind of have a national holiday. Businesses just close in Japan when a new Dragon Quest comes out because no one's going to work. So you might as well.
It makes sense.
They trusted this company with making Dragon Quest Builder. And so now they're doing a different, absolutely enormous, earth-shatteringly huge intellectual property. And it's really good. And it's kind of emotional and touching and hilarious and super, super fun. So they've been enjoying that. I've been playing Mario Kart World, which is really nice. And we just like spent the weekend at home doing kind of nothing, which was fantastic. I left the house one time to use the snowblower, and I just did a little tour of the block, and then parked it back in the garage. And then I think the only thing that we really did externally or with people who weren't here was we very regularly hang out with our friend Michelle. Because having them over was not really a great option. On Sunday, we played a game called Blood on the Clock Tower, which is like if
my daughter loves that game.
Yeah. It's werewolf
game
or Mafia was chess instead. And it's,
yeah, when she described it to me, I was like, so Mafia? She's like, but more.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. And the thing is, the villagers very nearly won. At the very last moment, did not.
All right.
And I am partially responsible for that. But yeah,
in a good way or a bad way?
In a good way originally, but then in a bad way because I was uncertain at the last moment. But also, I was not. There wouldn't have still been the wrong number of votes for the thing to happen. And it was bad. So
I didn't know if you were a villager or not. Like
I was, yeah. I ended up being.
Were you aiming for that? No, you were not. All right. Well,
yeah. Meh. So, evil triumphed, good perished, this time. And that'll happen.
Yeah.
That'll happen. Yeah. But no, it was fun. It was quick is the other thing. I think we played for like a half an hour and then we just sort of got to hang out online and chat with friends for a little bit. And then they had things to do and we had things to do. One of the things that I discovered that kept us entertained for a very long time over the weekend, I just basically left it on, was that the free Pluto TV app has a Doctor Who Classics channel now.
Really?
So if you just want to watch a live stream of Doctor Who episodes, you can't.
I don't know who would ever want to go see Doctor Who Classic.
Right. You know, now that Netflix no longer sends out DVDs. Yeah. But it was really nice. I slept in. Slept in days. It was so nice. Had delicious meat pies. Made some good food in addition to that. Had a really nice, just cozy weekend. Fucking amazing. Yeah. So that's where I was. That's what I was doing. Nice. And I realized when they declared a snow emergency, I was like, oh fuck, I gotta move my car's in the shop.
Well, timing.
I don't have to do anything.
I guess I'll go back to sleep.
Oh no.
Yeah. I like that I live the street that I live on and park on. Is mm-hmm. day three, mm-hmm. like my side of the street. So when mm-hmm. I park in front of my house, I don't have to worry about it right away. Mm-hmm. So that was lovely. They were like, snow emergency. And I was like, I need to move my car. Actually, I need to move it by now, really. Like 8 a.m. tomorrow is the time, but like, yeah. But I watched the plows actually come through and plow the other side of the street to the curb. And I was like, haha, I can move my car now before everyone gets home from work.
Smart thinking.
So I got proper parking.
I have a driveway.
Yay. I'm so happy.
I do too, but it's a little guy.
I don't have a driveway. I don't have a garage. I barely have a yard.
But you've done good things with what you have.
I have. And I've got more plans for it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I'm going to do a lot more herbs this year.
Herbs, because there's an H in it. Because
there's an H in it, yes.
I believe it's pronounced gerbs.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's heef.
Heef.
Although, I do want to plant a bunch of gerbs.
Good old gerbs.
They took our gerbs.
They took
all right.
Our gerbs.
What do we think about a break, God friend?
God damn it.
That's
probably a good idea.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Now that we are a little bit older, a little bit wiser,
and a little bit drunker.
And no one said I needed to get wiser.
I'm a lot bit drunker because I've switched to Jameson.
Ooh.
Attaboy.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Yes, I've switched to Jameson because it's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. And I'm Irish.
Woo!
At least partly Irish.
And what better way to start St. Patty's? And with a massive, just concussive hangover.
There is the only reason I am not drinking Guinness right now is because I do not have any Guinness right now.
And you call yourself an Irishman.
No, I call myself a person who was snowed in and couldn't go to the store today.
That sounds like a lot of words for.
No, like my wife. So my wife, was directing the high school play, and it was fantastic, by the way. But sure, they canceled their Sunday show, and she was very disappointed about that. I understood. Yeah. And then I was like, I need to go to the store, to Walgreens, to get my prescription
of Guinness.
I drove to the store, and I was out there, and I was like, well, I mean, the plows have been through, and the roads aren't that bad. Like, it's snowing, but like. And then a bus slid sideways into the intersection in front of me.
Oh my.
And I went, okay, maybe I'm going to just go home now.
Yeah. Maybe peace out. Maybe we get home alive instead. Yeah.
So I did not get Guinness.
Yeah.
This was on the way home from picking up my prescription. Otherwise I would have said, fuck that as well. But also that, no, I had to get my prescription of Valium, from the Walgreens because, I need that for my upcoming surgery.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Cause, Jenna's not the only one who's going to talk about their weird surgeries on this podcast.
I actually know exactly what this is.
Yeah. Mine's
hung out with your wife on Saturday.
Mine's much less weird. I'm getting the snip.
Yo,
which one?
The.
Both James, of them.
The. Yeah. No, that's, I've got in about a month.
Like I'm a haircut, getting, but lower.
Yes. Also,
I can't go back to that barbershop is the punchline to that joke.
Unless your barbershop is the kind that does the hair cutting with the flame. I'm in about a month's time, I'm getting the vasectomy. So that's the thing that you all get to hear about now.
Great. Okay.
So, yeah.
I have babied so many dudes through their vasectomies.
I was talking about our listeners.
Me, and then they're like, I need a vasectomy.
Jenna's autobiography name. I've babied so many dudes through their vasectomies.
I was talking about our listeners, but also if our listeners got all the way through Jenna's weird, like, uterus stuff. Like, at this point, a vasectomy is like, whatever.
Uterus stuff is also a pretty good candidate for Jenna.
We do not shy away from reproductive parts on this podcast. Mm-hmm.
Quite the opposite. We run toward the reproductive parts.
I certainly do. But anyway, yeah. So, hey, dear listeners, that's a thing. Ask me anything, I guess. No, seriously, we are going to now talk about, it is time for interesting facts.
Yes.
Because that's what we do. I know, right? So this week's trivia, or whatever it is you want to call it, is all about St. Patrick's Day. And all of the shit that we get wrong.
Oh.
Because it turns out we don't know shit about St. Patrick's.
Are there snakes in St. Patrick's?
We'll get there. Okay, so question number one. Where is St. Patrick from?
Holland.
No, he's from like fucking Spain or something, isn't he?
He was born in Britain.
He was born in Britain.
He was born in Britain. Not Ireland.
Yes. The Holland is England.
He was kidnapped by Irish raiders and made a slave.
I did know about that one.
Yeah, exactly. So like that's, and then like eventually escaped, but then he came back to Ireland as a missionary, and that's where everything happened. But like, yeah, the Irish are like, yes, St. Patrick's, and it was like he was not here voluntarily at first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a thing that happened. Question number two: What year? And we'll give you a plus or minus 20. Okay, year was Saint Patrick canonized?
Canonized? Fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. 1032.
Okay, 1032.
Okay, I'm gonna say a dramatically later day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, much more closer to present than we might
think. Trying to be optimistic like here.
Yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
1815.
Absolutely. You know, I understand where James is. This is obviously a trick question. Like, it's going to be much later than we think it is. Sure. You're both wrong. St. Patrick was never canonized. No.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
St. Patrick has never been canonized by the Catholic Church.
Oh, my God.
As James kind of figured, like he was starting to get there, the canonization process did not exist back in St. Patrick's Day. So obviously it must have happened later, but it never actually happened later.
No.
The first. St. Patrick is a myth. Yeah. St. Patrick was back in 461. That's when he died. It was 993 that the first saint was officially canonized.
Right.
So
that's why I wanted to like the tens, because I was it has to be after nine.
Yeah, exactly. So like, but it just, nobody ever got around to it.
Huh. What is he supposed to be the saint of again? Other than Ireland?
Yeah.
Just Ireland.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I can think of worse things to be a saint
the
over.
The patron Absolutely. Saint of college drinking.
I just feel, like one. All of the saints are like this big thing and also like, I don't know, fish fins or something silly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, St. Christopher's the saint of like protecting travelers and
yep.
mm-hmm. like, isn't he also the saint of like finding lost shit?
Something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
If you, if you like... find your glasses, you pray to St. Christopher. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
So number three, as Jenna already alluded to, snakes. Turns out there's never been snakes in Ireland. It just
no.
it's an island and they never got those. So like it's yeah, they mean pagans.
They mean pagans.
Yeah, they
snakes
do.
Snakes are a biblical like shorthand for evil. And what was sure. evil in Ireland was pagans.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Look, I think snakes and pagans are both very cute.
I adore I both like I'm with you, but also
fine with
yeah. out of 10
like I don't want to keep either of them as a pet, but you know I'll hang out with them.
It's I mean
fine.
I wouldn't mind keeping
more
a
for me
pagans
I guess
as a pet.
I feel like I do have a collection of pagans though.
That's all right
true.
Question number or the next question number where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade held?
Boston.
No.
I was going to say Chicago.
No.
Oh.
You are both correct that it was in the United States. But Fuck. Where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade held?
I mean, oof.
Well, if it's not one of those two, I'm just not sure what to do about
if
it.
If it's not one of those two, New York. I'll go with New York. Oh, dang. All right. Okay. I have no further guesses.
Okay. So.
Or St. Paul. Maybe St. Paul.
The tradition
never
of.
Canonized.
Yeah.
The tradition of the St. Patrick's Day parade did begin in America, and it does actually predate the founding of the United States.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah. This is what's really going to blow your mind. The first St. Patrick's Day parade was held in 1601 in the Spanish colony in Florida.
Fucking what?
Yeah. St. Augustine, Florida, in 1601, March 17, 1601, had the first St. Patrick's Day parade.
That's
now, more crazy. Than a century later, the Irish soldiers that served in the English military did march in Boston in 1737
okay.
and in New York on 1762.
Okay.
And that was kind of the modern St. Patrick's Day parade.
Sure.
All right. So I'm not that wrong.
You're absolutely not that wrong. You Boston and New York is really kind of where those right. became a staple. But the first one was in Florida.
That's so Damn. Weird.
Yeah, I know, right?
Place for,
why did Spain get on top of that?
Because, I mean,
they're big on Catholicism.
Spain is Catholicism.
But if it's not
yeah,
canonized,
exactly.
why, I don't
know. Okay. I know, right? Like, it's kind of, where the fuck did this come from? So, yeah.
St. Patrick just supersedes the saints in right. in saint
yeah.
things.
Next question. Where was corned beef and cabbage invented?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh. God. I'm sorry. I'm just enjoying the thought of corned beef and cabbage together. corned beef.
And we're going country on this one.
I'm going to say United States.
You're absolutely right. It is the United States.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In Ireland, it was common to eat ham and cabbage.
What?
Oh, God.
But when immigrants moved to the United States,
sure.
A much cheaper meat alternative was corned beef.
Corned beef, yeah.
A cheaper meat alternative is sounds like something vegans eat.
That sounds like a radio promo. You're listening to the cheaper meat alternative.
Right?
ASPM. Yep. All spam all the time.
Indeed. Like, no shit. So now we have all learned a little something about St. Patrick's Day. You're welcome.
What a wonderful thing.
I know, right? It's an absolute like.
Yay.
So, in all seriousness, though, I did come into this segment here. I actually have a topic.
Ooh,
what?
I know, right? I it's rare that we actually have.
Okay.
Good. All right.
Wow, I'm glad you guys are on the same page.
That's okay. So are our listeners. I've been drinking. Whatever. No, seriously. As I mentioned earlier today, was helping my kids assemble these balsa wood models and stuff like that.
Sure.
And conversations do what conversations do, and they evolve and hit on various topics all over the place.
Yeah.
And the word base was uttered.
Okay.
And myself,
all about that bass?
Myself and my daughter keyed on that word in very different ways.
Interesting.
As Jenna just immediately keyed on as well, my daughter started singing Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass.
Good pickup.
I'm sure James already knows where this is going, but I immediately started
early internet. Singing.
What is it, yeah. James?
Is it
all your bass are
all your bass. Bass?
Boom! That's bass. Exactly it. All your bass, your bass, 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 bass. Bass. All your bass, your bass, bass. Are belong to
belong
us.
To like, us.
So here's my topic. What? Oh, and then I proceeded to introduce my children to the wonder that was, you know,
you early have no internet to
survive
memes?
Make your time. Yes.
Oh my God.
So I started showing them the All Your Bass like video of the original. And it was like, this is the shit that was happening in the 90s when I was a kid.
Wonderful.
So my topic is all of those weird 90s, for lack of a better term, because we didn't have that word back then, but memes that existed that were like
fucking albino that, black sheep. And
if you have kids or if you wish you had kids or if you know people of a various age, what do you want them to know?
Here, okay, hold on. I have
there
a
is
weird
a
mind fuck for you.
Fair enough.
So my daughter is about 10 years older than your children, right?
Yep.
10 to 12, somewhere in there, depending on which one we're staring at.
Simultaneously 10 to 12 years older and also 40.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. 10 to 12 years older than me. That's
yes.
My daughter, I allowed her to explore on the internet. Uh-huh. To a greater degree than maybe some parents would be comfortable with, but I always went, just ask me to explain things, and kept an ear out and would sometimes jump in and explain things. But I was a single mom and I did not have the luxury of overly parent. Like, I had to do what I could and
the
world as best I
could. Yeah. They're going to find out eventually.
So my daughter came to me with my own 90s memes.
Oh.
She came to me, and every once in a while, she would quote something, and she would be surprised when I could respond in kind.
Oh, like, oh, I know this.
At one point,
it's fantastic.
I said something about, you know, it's a shame what they're doing to planet Earth, and she goes, this is the Earth. You might be thinking,
that's
dang,
that's
a sweet Earth. And I said, wrong. And she went, what? How do you know that? And I'm like, bitch, I made that. I don't know like,
do not quote the old magic to me. I was there when it was written.
Exactly.
Chilling.
I will say with my daughter and I, like, we had a lot of back and forth on internet and memes, and she basically discovered a bunch of the old memes on her own.
Oh, fantastic.
Unearthing them as one might pottery fragments.
Right. Here, well, and it's because she was born in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm. In the year 2000.
That's what I was waiting for. Okay. Yep. Good. And
knew you could rely on you, James.
She was born after the internet was invented, right?
Yeah.
But only barely.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this was happening as she was growing up. So, like, for your children to accidentally discover albino black sheep stuff is vastly different than my daughter at her ages, at their age, accidentally discovering albino black sheep stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
Like, it's this weird kind of timeline separation thing.
The half-life of generations is a wild thing to see.
Oh, it's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that Jessa already knew about without me introducing things to her.
That's awesome.
Now, trying to explain to her what it was like to ask Jeeves.
Or use Dogpile? Yeah.
That was a bit of a mind fuck.
So imagine using Google, but shit.
I mean, honestly, Ask Jeeves was the first good search engine.
It really was, actually.
Imagine using Google, but it's with the AI turned on.
Yeah. Imagine using Google, but it's not bad yet.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Like,
Every so often I'll get a new update on my computer and it'll default to Yahoo and I'll be like, what the fuck is going on?
I remember the first time that I saw anybody Yahoo anything and I was like, Yahoo's kind of that's a made up word. So, sure. Search for this other made up word. And he was like, yeah, there's nothing there. What were you expecting? And I was like, oh, it's supposed to. It's going to do something. And he's like, yeah, all of the world's information is at your fingertips. What do you want to know?
I'm just reminded of the, sorry, this is just purely for me, but I'm just reminded of the Mock the Week episode where Reese James is like, unlikely things to hear in a job interview. And Reese James is like, how did I hear about this job at Yahoo Search? I'd rather not say.
That's really good. Yeah. Oh my god, that's such a quality.
That's really good.
Well, and I tried to I do remember trying to explain to my daughter about like AOL.
Oh,
vaguely the concept of like she had heard tales long before of like CDs showing up in a mail and instant messaging of our ancestors, right? Like I was like, no, like you had the little app and you had to connect with your friends, and she's like Facebook. I'm like, no, not like Facebook. She's like, what, like WhatsApp? I'm like, closer, but still no.
We've got a whole lot to unpack here.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy. I don't know. I don't know that I can keep up.
Jeez.
So, fucking, remember. Okay, here's my favorite internet story with my daughter. So,
we'll lay it on
us. I think she was, I want to say she was about 12 or 13 at this point.
Okay.
And I had recently discovered Imgur, and just fucking cat pictures all over the place. Yeah. And I kept sending her these things. And she was like, all right, young lady, who introduced you to Imgur? And I'm like, they like Imgur. And she's like, oh, God.
That is so last year.
And then my daughter said out loud, oh, well, at least it's not 4chan.
Oh, shit.
And again, the thing is, and here's the thing, though. I knew enough to know that 4chan was like worse and more adultier and awful, I think, but I didn't know 4chan.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you know 4chan? And she's like, I internet. And I was like, who's the adult here? And she said, and I quote, when it comes to the internet, me.
Yeah.
And then I looked at her and I said, bitch, please. Who do you think invented your internet?
Yeah. I reversed.
I was on a Berkeley server in 95, motherfucker.
I was in the trenches when you had to sign into the terminal and save before the
God.
Fucking what was it? God damn it. What was the Minnesota University of Minnesota? Not Badger. Gopher. That's what it was. Yep. It was a gopher.
I love teasing Bob Alberti about almost inventing the internet.
Oh, I absolutely. Oh my every God. Chance I get. But I revert
I'll make sure to
my,
pass it on.
I revert to my previous conversation about your daughter being young and also simultaneously old.
Sure.
But so I introduced my kids to All Your Base are Belong to Us. And they were absolutely like, what the fuck? So my question to you, the panelists, and also you, the listeners, is what other 90s Zalia?
Trogdor.
Oh, God, that's a fucking good answer.
Oh, my God. Strong Bad Emails. Yes.
Fuck, that's a good answer. That's a
Strong
really
Bad Emails
answer.
Overall, but Trogdor specific.
And you hit it also, you touched previously on wrong. Okay, here's the Earth. Chilling.
Yep.
Like that's also a really fucking good one.
But I will say, I think Trogdor, All Your Base, and Here's the Earth, I think those are the top three.
Because I had previously thought about My Spoon is Too Big.
Okay. Yeah.
But that one takes a turn in the second part.
And the thing is, wasn't that originally like older?
And I'm okay with older. It was still a early internet meme.
Yeah.
But okay, because the whole anus is bleeding, my kids are 12 and 10.
Yeah.
So it's like I will say
you can't
that
introduce
one.
Them to Gonads and Strife.
Yeah, exactly. There's a couple of them that's like, let's hold off on a few of these a little bit.
I introduced one of my partners to the Gonads and Strife video. Oh,
God. My daughter at one point, I think she was probably like 14 at this point. She said something about her spoon is too big. And I looked at her and I went, how much do you know? And she looked back at me and she went, too much, Mom.
Yeah,
I know too much.
Yep.
And when the kids when they reach 14, like they've seen it, like whatever. I'm fine with it.
Like,
but they are still both technically not yet teenagers. My daughter is months away from that, and I'm not okay with that. But also, but like my son is still 10. So like there is a certain line that I am not quite yet willing to cross.
Yeah.
But Trogdor is a fucking good answer.
Trogdor.
Absolutely.
Fucking Trogdor.
So Trogdor, I suppose they're not ready for Ultimate Showdown.
Probably not.
But
like Maya, he is, you know, kind of
that's a classic.
Fundamental. It's a like baseline that people know about, but I just don't get anything out of it. So like showing is just like this is
you
a thing.
You could get a good list of essential early memes by watching Weezer's Pork and Beans music video.
Yeah, but again, like some of them are just like, Like, they're still, they're funny to us because we have that background.
Sure.
But, like, sure they are.
And ultimately, Star Wars kid is laughing at a kid who's having fun in his garage, which is mean-spirited.
Yeah. It like, some of them are just, like, they like, if I show them to my kid, I'll be like, hee-hee, and they'll be like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, why?
But, like, Trogdor, they will laugh at that, and all your base is still funny because it's timeless.
It is still funny. Yeah.
Whereas some of the other ones are just like, eh. So it is a little hard to try to determine, like, which ones will still tickle them as something new and crazy and wild.
Yeah. You could always do the E.P. Birds, Diet Coke and Mentos.
They know about Diet Coke and Mentos, though.
Okay.
So
yeah, I feel like that's more general science experimenty type stuff.
Yeah.
Right. There was a fervor for making videos with that for a while.
Right, but like it was a viral trend and more than a meme.
Yeah, and like I did it before it was ever a thing.
One of my favorites was that somebody did a cartoon that showed up on Albino Black Sheep and Newgrounds called War, and it was set to the song Bucket Hallelujah.
This sounds familiar.
And it's the circles versus the squares. And then at the very end, it reveals that the triangles are, the next superpower. There's a.
I don't think I'm familiar with that one.
It's one. The song is really, really catchy. Two, the video is weirdly poignant, especially right now. But that was an early internet meme. Stick Fight. Was also
Stick Fight. Good call.
Absolutely. Good call. No, you're right. My son would love Stick Fight.
Yeah, he would.
One would never have crossed my mind. Good call on that.
Yeah.
Oh, the llama song.
Oh, yeah. A badger.
Yeah, badger mushroom.
Yeah.
Llama, llama, duck.
Yeah. Yep. Here's a llama, there's a llama, and another
everywhere little... a little llama.
I could definitely see them just singing that in the car.
Yeah.
And me smiling in the front seat.
I think it's a little bit later, but Banana Phone is a good one, too.
Banana Phone's classic.
Banana Phone is a classic.
It is. I have a story of Banana Phone.
I think it's still early. It is still before their time. So I would definitely count it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I used to work for a company that we all worked for, but earlier than you guys.
Yep.
And I was a programmer.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. we were all in a specific room, and this was at the previous location. So we all just had a programmer room.
Yep.
Okay.
We had our Nerf gun fights in there. They kind of kept us sequestered because of it. I'm working at my desk one day and everybody breaks out into a Nerf gun fight. And
like you do.
I actually, without looking, pulled out a Nerf gun, spun it, cranked it, pointed it, clicked it, hit somebody in the forehead, put it down without looking at all the entire time.
Jenna has always been a badass, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, it was like everybody just kind of stopped and it was like, I'm in the middle of something, guys. Sorry, figure it out.
When your name is next on Jenna's spreadsheet.
But our manager at that time was only a few years older than me. And she and I worked in the same like little L station in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And she would start, we had basically daily stand-ups before that was a thing proper within like the agile world. Sure. She's like, I just want to meet for a couple minutes every day to touch point with everyone. Fine. So she would start our daily meetings with Banana Phone. She would play it on her computer and everybody in the room would be like, ah, oh, son of a bitch. So I have a weird, not quite PTSD, but definite association. Yeah, of, yeah.
There's a Pavlovian response there.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, oh, is it meeting time?
I'm sure James can attest to this, but there's a certain ringtone that that we both respond very negatively to because of that same company.
T-Mobile.
No, it's the classic ring, like the ancient phone ring, the one that sounds like a bell. I'm trying to remember. Antique phone is what it's called.
Just but because we worked at the same company that you previously worked at, and we were on call when a certain ringtone happens, we both have flashbacks.
Yeah, they tried to get me signed up for on call, and that's when I left. It's like, no, you don't pay me enough.
There was a time later, just a few years after, when I needed to wake up at 4 to be ready to drive to a potential love interest's house to be there at like 5 in the morning.
Oh, I'm nauseated.
And you wanted to hate them when you got there?
No, I wanted to make sure that I would be awake, that I wouldn't turn off the alarm and just go back to sleep. And that would do it. It definitely, I was always there.
To this day, my wife knows that if we are out in public in the grocery store and that ringtone happens near us, my wife knows to check in.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so dear listeners, let us know, is there a 90s / early 2000s? I'm not gonna be super strict on this, but just like pre, you know, early internet. You know, basically pre 2015, I want to say, before my kids were born. Internet memes / things that just kind of we knew as college kids that I should introduce my children to. Again, the criterion being it needs to be something that they, as 10 and 12 year olds, would still respond to and don't rely on nostalgia or anything like that. So
I thought of one more.
The correct answer.
Please, Jenna, what is it?
Peanut butter jelly time.
Oh, see, I saw you doing the dance, and I thought that was Maya Hee, and I was like, I already mentioned that, and that was wrong.
No, it's the banana doing the dance thing.
But the Maya Hee dance is also very.
It is.
Yeah, but I have muscles now. You can see the definition.
Have you? That's true. You do.
That's probably throwing you.
Have you watched all of the OK Go videos with them? Because those were also early internet.
Oh, I never considered that, but those are
like
good.
The treadmills. That was early 2000s.
The treadmill dance was really really
and
good.
And their videos have only gotten better and better.
Like the treadmill video, obviously, is the best. There's the car video, which the flappy paddles. You know, that's the treadmill video still fucking classic.
No, they have ones that are better, including
those are like the big
probably my most favorite of theirs was between those two generations, and it was the Rube Goldberg machine with the umbrella. The
Rube Goldberg is really good, and they are Rube Goldberg at the moment. Recently played Impossible Machines with the kids, and they very much love that. That is a fun card game. If you've never played the card game Impossible Machines, recommend. Very, very, very much so.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I do have one more for you. Because
what have you got?
My daughter brought up Sh55.
Sh55 is, that's a classic. Sh55.
I will put that before them. I don't know if that will resonate with them, but I will put that there.
I don't know. My daughter consistently quotes it, and she learned it at about their age. So,
but she also grew up in an earlier time. I don't
know. Earlier time. That's true.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's going to hit the same way. I will put that in front of them, but I don't know if that's going to hit the same way.
You know what? Please, let's do this experiment. I'm betting it will. I'm betting it will hit with them. Not to the same extent that it hits with us, but I bet they'll be like, well, that's cool.
I do have a real quick thing. I've talked about it on the other podcast that I used to have. I still do, but I used to have. There was a Thanksgiving day when they brought out the Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends float. And I was like, wait a minute. They already did this one. They sang this song, Let Me Tell You About My Best Friend, last year. And then it got interrupted by Rick Astley, the man himself, singing Never Gonna Give You Up. And the parade, like the announcers were like, well, I've been informed that we were just Rickrolled. That's a Rickroll. That is what has happened to the parade. And moving on to our next one. And my dad goes over to his computer and he's busy at this computer for 5 minutes and he turns around and he just goes,
he asks Jeeves what Rickroll means.
I need to know I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Every time I try to search for Rickroll, I'm getting this same damn video of this man.
My daughter discovered the Rickroll on her own because I let her wander around the internet aimlessly. But she started Rickrolling me at every possible fucking moment. Anytime she could sneak a Rickroll in.
Sure.
The worst. The worst by far was I have Google Home speakers. And in fact, James, you may have been in the house when this happened. I don't know. But we were at the Keep and I had these Google Home minis that you could just connect your device and play music off of. Mm-hmm. And I loved playing music while taking a shower. I had one of these in the bathroom so that I could play my music while I'm showering.
I listen to podcasts in the shower. Definitely. Oh, yeah.
But I gave my daughter access to these things. So I'm in the middle of the shower and suddenly I hear boop. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. I knew exactly who it was that started playing Never Gonna Give You Up on my speaker as I was taking a shower. So mad. That's probably the best one that she did.
Dear listeners,
yeah.
I
okay.
am always the last one to know about things. So, I was first Rickrolled without realizing what was fucking happening, and it just made me angry.
Oh, no.
Way back in a long time ago, when...
In the mid-aughts.
You may have heard us talking ages and ages ago about a podcast, a video podcast, a vlog, if you will.
God.
Called Tiki Bar TV.
Ah, yes.
If you are not familiar with Tiki Bar TV, what the fuck is wrong with you? If you are at this moment listening to this podcast and do not know what Tiki Bar TV is,
you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Seriously, I'm not even joking. Like, some people say, stop this podcast. I'm seriously saying, stop. Just fucking stop right now and go Google. Don't Yahoo. Don't Ask Jeeves. Don't Bing. Fucking never Bing. Fuck that. Tiki Bar TV and watch some of those videos. But.
Oh, my God.
I love Tiki Bar TV. It was great. And there was one Tiki Bar TV video that I was very frustrated at because it would play about 4 seconds and then Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up would start playing. And I was really frustrated and angry because I wanted to see the video. Yeah.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
Because I didn't know that this was a thing. I just was angry because the video kept fucking tweaking out. I was absolutely your dad on this. Not understanding what was happening. Because I don't understand it. I didn't get it. I still don't understand why people think it's funny, because I do not find it funny at all.
I only find it as funny as I do because my daughter did it to me. So there's like a we share that connection thing.
And that is a hard, like, difficult thing to navigate, is there is like, if you weren't there, if it didn't happen to you, you don't get that. And so, like, I could Rickroll my kids now, and they just would not understand because it's not part of that. It's not part of that zeitgeist, you know. Like, if you 6-7, they think that's hilarious, and we're just like, I don't fucking whatever. Like, who cares? Eh. And like, that's the Rickroll is the same thing the other direction. It's like, that's for us. Our generation is like, yeah, that's a thing, and they're like, whatever, fucking boomer, who fucking cares. So, and that is why that is difficult to, it is a treacherous waters. So we'll see. I might keep notes. We'll collect all of these different things that I will introduce them to, Trogdor and the like, and then I'll keep notes and see what they respond to and what they
do. I gotta know about Schwitzkopf.
All right. We'll put together a list, and then I will introduce them one at a time, and I will keep notes, and we will see.
Yes, please allow us to experiment on your children.
Yes. we'll make them sign release forms, whatever. It's fine. What, it doesn't matter.
No, you're the parents. You're not old enough to need.
Exactly. Yeah, that was, yeah. So, internet, Discord, this is what I am saying to you right now. Put together that list. Let me know what early internet memes, 90s, early 2000s, should I put in front of my children, and find out what they resonate with and what they don't. Put that list together, and then we'll give that a go. You know, we're snowed in right now. We're supposed to get snow on Tuesday. So it's plenty of time. To just, you know, have a less than willing audience in some cases, but they can't go anywhere.
Oh.
I have concerns about your children. Your parenting, not your children. Your children are fine.
what is this ethics you speak of?
Oh, no. Your wife's great. I just keep telling myself your wife. She's got this.
Ow. My hair is stuck on a weapon.
Seen it happen in real time. Have another drink, Salsa.
I think I will. What were we talking about? Does anybody have any shout outs?
Oh, hey, that's a good idea. I should. I'm going to shout out for COVID tests, actually.
Ooh, yeah.
Because even after all these years, boy, howdy. I got the one that has COVID and the flu, so you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice, because then if you're like, okay, but am I contagious in other ways that may be harmful to the elderly?
Can you imagine telling yourself 3 years ago that there would just be a test you can buy at the store for COVID and flu?
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I love it. Because I was like, I should probably check that this isn't just your run-of-the-mill cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, knowing exactly which one, especially that it's COVID, it's nice to be like, okay, cool. I can parameter correctly around this.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out for COVID tests. Also, I bought them with my HSA. I know not everybody gets to have that, but I am very glad to have that. That is very nice to have the pre-tax calculated for me ahead of time. So
awesome. Yeah. No, it's a good one. I give you
also backup shout out to all of those Irish folk bands I'm not going to get to hear.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing personal, Gus.
Yeah. Oh, I'll hear him by the end of the month. It's fine. You still have 17 more gigs in the next 2 days. It's fine.
Well, yeah, seriously. Jesus Christ.
Seriously. Anyway, James? There's my shout out.
My shout out to all the Irish bands that are, and Irish folk bands, Irish comedy bands, regular bands getting Irish gigs because they have red hair, whatever it is. Shout out to you for providing all of this entertainment to all of these very fine people just out looking to have a night of getting drunk and enjoying corned beef and cabbage. What an excellent gig you've stumbled upon. And thank you for entertaining me and my people.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give my shout out to potatoes.
Oh, yes. That's a big shout out.
There are some foods that I will kind of forget about and then have them again and go, what the fuck was I thinking? Why don't I eat this all the fucking time?
Yeah.
Right.
Like I did this with eggs a couple years back where I was just like,
eggs is the other one.
Like I just like whatever. And then like I had just fried eggs and I was just like, what am I doing? Why am I not eating this with every meal? And potatoes is absolutely like that. Like I said, I had a bacon potato quiche a few days back. I made a potato pie days ago. They were so good. I'm going to have, with the corned beef and cabbage that I make tomorrow, on the 18th, I'm going to have Cole Cannon,
nice.
Which, yeah, no shit. Just like, goddamn, potatoes are so good. We had potatoes. We had potatoes yesterday with dinner. We had steak and potatoes. And it's just like, take a potato and put some butter and sour cream and cheese on chives. Why don't I do this every fucking day? You know, like this is a cycle where I'll go a while and then I'll be like, oh, shit. Potato. I could just take a potato, stick it in the microwave for a little bit, and put some butter and sour cream and oh, what am I
know. Doing? Yeah. The place where Salsa and I worked when we first bumped into each other used to have fridges full of food that was complimentary to the workers.
Yeah.
And yeah, taking a potato out of the fridge, loading it with cheese. Cream cheese, broccoli, and then microwaving it for like 5 minutes.
Yep.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
A best lunch for free that you could possibly get at anywhere that you work. It was so good. So yeah, the humble potato. That's what gets my shout out this week.
Fucking hell yeah. Good call.
Karak tofu.
Also, vodka.
Yay.
Oh, also, yeah. Oh, potato. They don't have a egg drink. Alcohol, do they? God damn it.
Sorry, what was that?
Eggnog.
Okay. I was about to say, like, because, okay, we're side tangenting because now I'm drunk too.
That's okay. I just didn't hear what you said, so.
No. So you talked about potatoes, but you talked about how eggs were like that food also. Mm-hmm. And I was gonna be like, yeah, eggs do the same thing where you eat them
in a little ways
and you forget, but then you eat them again. Mm-hmm. And so then you said potatoes, vodka. And I was like, eggs don't really have an equivalent to that. And then James said eggnog. And I was like, I'm mistaken because eggnog is disgusting, but good for you all.
I do have a sad inside of me because when eggnog season hits, I back when I still worked at the company that James and I and you at one point worked at previously, mm-hmm. both of us, I would, and James may attest to this, I would, on my drive into work, mm-hmm. buy a carton of eggnog.
Yeah.
And drink that during the day. That's just what I had at my desk to drink that day was the eggnog.
And you want to know what?
And then the next day, I'd come in with a new carton of eggnog.
Yeah.
I was a programmer in the early aughts, so I had a certain thing I needed to maintain, which involved bringing in a cube of dew every day.
Oh, yeah.
Cube-a-doo.
Yeah, it's
the old dew cube.
Cube-a-doo. Yeah, the cube-a-doo.
Ask me about my teeth. So anyway.
I was once on a 62-hour television marathon setting a world record, and part of that was drinking a half gallon of eggnog, and I will tell you that is just very slightly more eggnog than the human body can hold. But I still love eggnog.
I will say that you are wrong, but I will also say that you probably know better than me.
I can't eggnog.
Which one of us on television?
Yes. However, a quart a day, absolutely doable. I know that for a fact.
Oh, 100%.
Maybe you built up a tolerance. Maybe you would have been able to do a half gallon.
So I
had a friend.
15 minutes is the mistake. Don't try to drink a half gallon of anything in 15 minutes.
So you are both familiar with the SCA, correct?
Yes.
Oh, I have stories that could go way back.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Ex-fiance. I have a friend who was in the SCA. I was also in the SCA. Disclosure. I had a friend who in the SCA who went to Penzic. Penzic is a war happens in the SCA. And it is famous not only for its absolute, like, it's a fucking war. So people go there and mm-hmm. they fight for days on end, but also for its drinking. And people will challenge each other to drinking competitions. And I have a friend who went to Penzic one year and got invited to a drinking contest. And he was like, yes, what are we drinking? Milk.
Oh, yeah.
And they drank whole milk.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Until one of them threw up. And they did.
Until they were literally blowing chunks.
And then the other one also did. But like,
yeah,
dairy definitely has a limit that you could put in your stomach before you're done.
Yeah.
And for Jenna, limit is any. Much lower than any.
Way lower. So much lower. Oh, my God. A very, very little limit.
I got to tell you about this friend someday. Anyway, dear listeners, we're going to wrap this up. Go ahead and go to the Discord that you're already familiar with. Tell us about all of the things that I need to tell my kids about so they grow up to be, you know, useful members of society and not useless chaff.
Or chavs.
I don't think I have any plugs.
Any plugs?
I'm checking.
No plugs. No plugs. I know James' show that he plugged last week got canceled, so fuck that.
It did. Well, it got postponed. So that's coming up in May. You'll have that to look forward to in May. If you've already bought tickets, you very likely had the option to push it forward until May. Also, that means that the next show that's coming up is the amateur show, and it's going to be complete bedlam.
It always is.
We are doing the meanest thing possible, and that is making people try out for a show by doing 2 hours of it on a stage. Yeah. So there's that.
There is only one person in Ville, and that person is no longer part of Ville, but only one person in Ville who can honestly say that they, you know, as be pre-show when we actually would audition people who could say that they would do it. And that person is also no longer part of Villain. So Jenna, what?
I do actually have a plug. I
couldn't.
I am participating in every March. Fantastic Voyage has their March to the Stage tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So on the Fantastic Voyage Facebook page, they've tried this in other areas. It's just not as good. So you've got to be a part of Facebook. But they will post on Tuesdays and Fridays. They will post a prompt.
Mm-hmm.
With which you should make a joke.
Yes.
On Tuesdays, they have their tagline Tuesdays where you have to come up with it's usually a pun, but some kind of tagline about said prompt. And on Fridays, it is Frisky Fridays, which is basically a sex with me is like, and then you've used the prompt to describe sex mm-hmm. with you. I've mm-hmm. never done that in any kind of quasi-professional insult comedy situation. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm in the tournament this month. There were 16 of us that started. Duck Washington was in the tournament.
Oh, wow.
He just got eliminated. He was not in my branch.
What?
Crazy.
I'm sorry. Stop. I just want to back up for a second.
Who
is going to win this tournament instead of Duck by eliminating Duck?
I mean, hopefully me. But I was not the one to eliminate Duck. The person that eliminated Duck was this upstart named Christopher Weiss. Nobody knows him. He showed up and he started.
Never heard of him. Never heard of the guy.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of
him. So yeah,
came out of nowhere. Wrecking shop.
Duck and I were in completely different brackets, or it's quite possible I would have been eliminated by now. But I'm still in it. I'm still in it. And it's down to four of us. There's myself. There's a guy named John Bickford, who is delightful. And he is who I'm competing against this week. and then there is Chris Weiss and affectionately known as Wooly, Adam Woolhouse.
Yeah, never
who
heard of
has
him.
Been doing improv for a very long time. He's also
part of the, Saints.
Like, Adam Woolhouse is actually probably the most professional of all of us.
Yeah.
So
maybe not the most well known, but the most professional.
We don't cotton to professionalism around here.
That's very true.
But the tournament is happening. I'm in the top four.
Those are some really good names, by the way, be in. Like, that's some fucking rarefied air.
Oh my God. If I can make it to the last two, I just want to get to the last two. And then I also want to win.
I am genuinely rooting for you on this one.
There are actual prizes involved, you guys.
Oh, goddamn.
There's like gift cards and like the winner will actually get to join Fantastic Voyage on stage.
Really?
I know.
I've never done that before.
I know, right? But like,
not to diminish it or anything.
I had my
ears
out last year. I haven't been on stage for a couple of years. It's a thing. Yeah. But no. So it's like a really big deal. And I'm in the top four. So my plug is to go like the Fantastic Voyage Improv page on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then go vote for my jokes. They post these, they post these, and then in the comments, people make jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the beautiful thing about it. You don't have to actually like my jokes. You could respond to my comment with a laugh emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a heart emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Or possibly even a shocked emoji. You could also reply to it with a sad face emoji.
When and where appropriate.
Or an angry emoji. or whatever the other, like a like emoji, I don't know, whatever. you can reply with any of those emojis, and it still counts as a vote for my joke.
It does.
Because we don't want to limit your sense of expression. Sure. Here's my point. Go to the Fantastic Voyage page. Follow them for the next couple of weeks. Every time they have one of these.
Follow them forever.
I mean, follow them forever. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Seriously. Jesus.
So good. There are a few short form improv groups in the cities, and they are just everywhere. Every fucking way.
They have been around for a long time. They are a staple.
They really are. And then go react to these jokes, specifically mine. Yes. I don't care how you react. I just want a reaction.
Absolutely do.
As every true thespian has ever said. So.
I thought you were bi.
All of them. Fuck you. React to my jokes and maybe some others if you like them. Yes. And then, yeah.
I will say, having listed all of the other people that are in the finals at this point, I can't be angry if any of the others win because that's some quality. Yeah. Like,
here's the thing. Like, if I lose, if I get to the last two, I will lose to the person that beat Duck Washington, which is not.
honestly.
And if I win, I will have beaten the person that lost to Duck Washington. Like,
yeah,
this is
like, or the person
tournament
that
rules.
Person
yeah.
That beat Duck Washington. Like either what, like, man, it's intense out there. Yo,
it is. So there's some really funny fucking people.
Really funny people out there. So anyway,
very true.
Yeah, I'll provide a link to the page. Go like the page. Go
Please
see
do.
A bunch of shows. They've added more shows even now, too. So you have opportunities.
They are ever so slightly less show ready than Gus the Bardic Troubadour. Like, they also perform a lot. And they're all worth watching.
And they both perform at Torg Brewery on the last weekend of the month.
And Torg Brewery is also a place that you should go because they've got really good beer.
It's not Fantastic Voyage. It's Jester's that performs, but they're basically the company to Fantastic Voyage.
The Venn diagram.
So final weekend at Torg, you can see Jester's on Friday and Gus on Saturday.
Yeah. Go to Torg and drink some fantastic beer and go watch some funny people. And also Gus, who is also funny, but also talented. There's the Venn diagram level has reached 3D at this point. But do that. Any other plugs?
I got.
No. All right. Anything else to add?
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this show. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, that's a thing we still do if anybody sends those in. Go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Otherwise, on behalf of myself and James, and of course Jenna, eat the fucking cake. I don't know what you're doing over there, but that was a bad joke.
I love that so much.